Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 348, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. With joy and gladness in my soul, I hear the call to prayer. Let us go up to God's own house and bow before him there. And what follows, Psalter 348, the first three stanzas. of God's holy word, of which we wish to read together, can be found in Habakkuk 3. Habakkuk 3. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. A God came from Teman, and a Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered, and the perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea, that thou didst ride upon thy horses and thy chariots of salvation? Thy bow was made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word, Selah. Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. Thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed. Thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked, by discovering the foundation unto the neck, Selah. Thou didst strike through with the staves the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses, through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my belly trembled. My lips quivered at thy voice. A rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble, when he cometh up unto the people. He will invade them with his troops. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, and neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when by renewal we and our children may have come up to thy courts, in the evening of this special day that has been set aside as a day of prayer, and then by renewal then we humbly beg of thee that it may be a day of prayer indeed for us and our children, and that by the first time, by thy regenerating work, but also by renewal in the life of thy children, then by renewal, then it is so necessary that thou granteth us and our children a deep and abiding impression of our unworthiness, of our sinnership, of our unthankfulness, and that of self, that we are such a prayerless people. Lord, may it please thee to grant a little of what that centurion of old has experienced, where he has declared that he was not worthy, that thou would come under his roof, but he had a need for thee. May it please thee in this evening, for an unworthy people, poor sinners, sons and daughters of Adam, that it may please thee to dwell richly in our midst. Then surely concerning this world, then it is the evening time, and may our prayer be with those travelers traveling to Emmaus, that they may abide with us. Oh, may it be in this season, that there may be that holy constraining, oh, begging of thee for thy mercy, for thy help, and for thy blessing. We stand on the threshold of another season. Undoubtedly the thought shall multiply. There is only a step between us and death. We are surrounded by so many dangers and by so many temptations. But we humbly ask thee, Lord, do place a fiery wall around about us and our children, and that it may be a season of repentance, of reformation, that we may be given to turn from our evil and our worldly ways, where thou art so grieved, where the Spirit is grieved, May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Ah, may thy Zion be given to beg of thee for that set time of thy special divine favor, that many may be wrought upon, young and old. Ah, Lord, may it take place in this very evening hour, that this service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. Bless the manifold labors in the midst of the church. Wilt thou help, wilt thou strengthen, wilt thou encourage the consistory. May they be carried upon the wings of prayer. Wilt thou grant many sires amongst us. Bless the labors from Lord's Day to Lord's Day. Bless the instruction of the youth, the catechism classes. Remember our confession of faith class. Oh, grant them thy grace to become a living member of the living church with the living King. Wilt thou help fathers and mothers in the midst of the home, in the midst of the family circles, to be given to instruct their children in that aforesaid doctrine. Bless our Christian school. Continue to grant traveling mercies. Remember the administration. Help the school board. Remember all the teachers with those that may stand at their side. May they be given to experience not only a responsible task, but may it also be a joyful task, that they may experience love, respect, obedience from the students. Lord, remember the students. Thou was given to the one more talents than another. Those that have received many talents, that they become not proud, willing to help their fellow students. And those who have left less talents, that they become not discouraged. Lord, remember thy church all over the earth. All the established churches, different countries. Wilt thou remember our theological school, the instructors and the students. May their number be increased. Uphold the persecuted church. Ah, what maketh us to differ? That also on this special day, that we do not have to gather in secret places with fear and trembling, but that we may still freely come up, and how long it is known unto thee. Remember all mission work, our mission field, thy servants, the team, him and his wife with their little children, who hope to be sent out in this season. May it all be in thy divine favor. Remember the Jewish people. Remember those that bring thy word to the far corners of the earth. May it please thee in this season to bless the labors of our hands. Wilt thou remember the mothers in the home with their children from day to day in the night watches. Remember the fathers at work on the farm, in the business, on the road, wherever our labors are. Remember the children, the students, that are studying in higher institutions of learning. Oh, well, don't keep them from false doctrines, from error, and from the evil of the time. Lord, teach us more and more how dependent we are upon Thee for everything. Well, Thou protect from great diseases. We're also in that respect, and then Thou art speaking to the inhabitants of the earth. Remember institutions of mercy, all those who were called to labor therein, impress upon their hearts that without Thy blessing, the means cannot and shall not avail. By renewal we commend unto Thee all the mourning ones, all our elderly ones in the care home. Remember those that may care for them, those that are bound to their dwellings, and those that may still come up to Thy house. Remember all the sick and afflicted, all those with that dreaded disease. We commend them unto Thee with their loved ones. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Well, Thou graciously remember the handicapped. Remember the scars. Lord, watch over the family circles. May love abound in a time where the love of many is waxing cold, as it is declared in Thy holy word. We remember the nations of the earth. We remember our poor nation that continues on its downward spiral to destruction. Remember all in high authority. Remember the Prime Minister. Oh, he needs to be converted as a Manasseh of old was converted. And then it is written that Manasseh, that he knew that Thou wert God. And then when he was delivered out of prison, then he has tried to undo and reform everything in the midst of the nation. Well, Thou also remember our province. Remember the premier and those that stand at his side in difficult times, also concerning the economy and labors for the employer and employee. Well, Thou grant yet a returning unto Thee. Remember the Supreme Courts with the judges. And Lord, impress upon all our hearts that we and our children are part of this nation. And national guilt that requires national punishment. Ah, may it be granted that the signs of the time may be used by Thee, that we may be given to seek for that hiding place and to find a place of shelter from the storm. Lord, remember us now in this evening hour. Well, Thou graciously grant Thy Spirit in speaking and in listening, take away everything that could be a hindrance. May it be an unforgettable service. Bless us with Thy favor and with Thy special presence. Wilt Thou bind the devil? And then by renewal, Lord, we must confess all sinned away. Ah, may it please thee to look down upon us and our children, poor sinners, in thy great mercy, possible through thy beloved Son. What we forget, wilt thou not forget it? Bless what awaits thy blessing. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 123, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within and what follows. Psalter 123, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Habakkuk 3, the verses 1 and 2, where God's word and our text reads thus. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech, and I was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Our text words speak of the earnest prayer of an alarmed prophet, with three thoughts. In the first place, what Habakkuk heard. In the second place, what Habakkuk feared. And in the third place, what Habakkuk desired. The earnest prayer of an alarmed prophet. What Habakkuk feared, what Habakkuk heard, what he feared, and what he desired. Beloved congregation, at the beginning of this prophecy in the first chapter, then we read the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. Are there people in my midst in this evening hour that have a burden? Maybe many burdens. And if we would go from bench to bench, if we would go from seat to seat and ask each individually, then how many burdens would come to the foreground? What a hidden crosses. Then how astonished we would be. I read in Job 14 verse 1, a man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Nevertheless, the Lord has still left many good and precious things amongst us and our children. Then there would also be those, I hope many, our boys and girls. If I would now ask you in this evening hour whether you have any outward burdens, then undoubtedly many children could tell me that I have a loving father and mother, a house. They care so well for me. Undoubtedly also among the youth and family circles that at the moment may be not such heavy burdens. But when we consider our sins, when we consider the condition of the church, when we look upon land and country, then what fears there can be. Where? The judgments of the Lord are hanging so low over the earth. The prophet had a burden. May the seriousness of the times, may that also be our burden, and may we be given to cry unto the Lord. Of course, that one thing needful, because when the Lord starts to work by His Holy Spirit, then we begin to feel that burden of our sin that presses us down. And then we are given to cry unto the Lord for mercy. The name of our prophet Habakkuk. There are different thoughts about the meaning. There are some that believe it means to embrace. Oh, our prophet has been embraced by free and sovereign grace, by the work of the Holy Spirit. Others believe that the name means wrestler. Oh, it is evident in this prophecy that Habakkuk, that he was a wrestler for the Jewish nation and for God's glory. May it please the Lord among young and old to grant those wrestlers. In the scriptures, a very little written of the prophet, when we consider his prophecy, then it is clear that Habakkuk is prophesied toward the end of the Jewish nation, when on account of their sins and refusal to repent, that they would soon be carried into captivity. Some think perhaps in the time of Manasseh, that wicked king, that has filled the streets with blood, the blood of the saints. But then he was in prison, then the Lord has become too strong for him. And then I read in 2 Chronicles 33, verse 13, then Manasseh knew that the Lord, He was God. That is so necessary in each of our lives. May that take place in this season, in the way of providence, that with the Lord's providential dealings, that we may be given to see that the Lord still cares for us. May it please in this the Lord in this season, when He blesses us, that we forget not the fountain of all good, and that we go more along with the world, but that we may be humbled. And when the Lord sends trials and afflictions, that He spares from murmuring and rebellion. Others think perhaps in the time of King Uzziah, boys and girls, was a king only 8 years old when he became king. And what do we read in the 8th year of his reign when he was 16 years old? That he began to seek the Lord. Also many amongst us 16 years old. How is it with our young people? Are there those that have begun to seek the Lord? Those that have learned of that burden of their sin and of that missing that have made that good choice of a Ruth. Was still a little time of refreshment for the nation of Judah, a time of revival, a time of reformation, but then the judgment of the Lord. Because what has taken place in the reign of King Uzziah, the Necho, the king of Egypt, he has come up with his army, not to attack Jerusalem, but the country of Assyria. And the country of Assyria that lay between the land of Israel and the empire of the Babylonians, thus the Assyrians, a buffer state between Israel and Babylon and Uzziah. He knew the prophecies that there would come a time because of their sins that Babylon would conquer the land of Israel. How is it with us and our children? Do we also believe the judgments that are written in the book of God? If we read the book of Revelation, the warfare between the church and the devil, then we read of the red horse of war, black horse of famine, the pale horse of death, of pestilence. And then Uzziah thought, if I now stop the king of Egypt from conquering Assyria, then at least we still have a buffer state. And the king, for Uzziah it was not so bad. Lord has taken him into glory. What that was for the nation of Judah, a God-fearing king, a reformation, 39 years old, and it has come to an end. And then quickly, the nation has went downwards. There are some that think Habakkuk has prophesied in the reign of King Jehoiakim, who became king in 609 before the birth of Christ, first under Necho, the king of Egypt in 605 under King Nebuchadnezzar, and he perished before the second captivity. Thus the prophet has prophesied in fearful times. And then we read in our text, O Lord, I have heard thy speech. We could say Habakkuk has heard the Lord's report of the judgments that would come upon the nation. And then in the first chapter, then we read, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, even cry unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save? In this prophecy, then we do not hear that the prophet is implied, but we do not hear as such the call to repent. The judgments were so close by. The judgments could not be restrained. They were coming. And so it is in our day. It is not the question, congregation, whether the great judgments of the Lord shall come. Only question is when. And now the prophet was still given to cry the first verses of chapter 1. still given to beg the Lord for a little mercy. And this prophecy, the first four verses of chapter 1, that is the prayer and the cry of the prophet. The verses 5 through 11, the terrible judgments that would come upon the nation of Judah. And then in chapter 1, the verses 12 through 17, then Habakkuk the prophet was exercised with the justice of God, how it was possible that the Chaldeans would be used as an instrument, who were heathens, also very wicked. And then in chapter 2, the prophet has waited for an answer. And then in the furtherance of the second chapter, the woe against the Chaldeans. And now in the third chapter, then Habakkuk in the first verses is given to bow under the judgments of God. In the verses 3 through 15, to recall the wonders of old. In verse 16, his trembling. And in the verses 17 through 19, his rejoicing. And then in this morning, in the prayer of Jabez, then we have also heard that address, O Lord. And now in this evening, also by the prophet. And this evening, in the prayer of the prophet, then it is a prayer of great distress, a prayer of great fear, a prayer of great trembling, because when the Lord pours out the vials of his wrath, then who shall stand? O Lord, I have heard thy speech, and now congregation, we have heard the word of God already so many times. What a sermons that we have heard. How often the Bible has been opened in the family circle, personally, oh boys and girls, when you can read, that you always read a portion for yourself before you go to bed. Then in this Bible, then the Lord is speaking unto us. And how is that now with that hearing? Has it now ever taken place that we may say, as a Habakkuk has declared, O Lord, I have heard thy speech, and I was afraid. That is our second thought. Then in verse 16, we have heard it. Then the prophet is given to declare his fear, that he literally trembled at the word of God. Has that ever taken place in our life congregation? That we literally have trembled because of the message of the Lord, of the Most High God, who was so highly lifted up, so majestic, so glorious, but also good-doing, but also righteous. I read in James 2, verse 19, that the apostle has written, ye believe that there is a God, thou doest well. The devils also believe, and they tremble. And why was Habakkuk now so afraid? Because he was given to believe that the Lord is so just and so righteous, not one of his words shall fall to the ground, because he is a God that cannot lie, and he is that almighty God that has the power to execute the same. Oh, it is true. Also among the children of Judah, the Lord has left many precious things, just like with us and our children. But what a resemblance between the time of our text words and the time that we and our children live in. In the prophecy of Habakkuk, the footsteps of the judgments of the Lord, they were noticed, they were heard. And do we not live in a similar time? No, not to make you afraid, congregation, but that we may be given to seek the Lord, that we may be given to repent of our worldly ways, that we may be converted, that we may be embraced, as in Habakkuk, by free and sovereign grace, because it is clear in this chapter, oh, Habakkuk, by true saving faith, to be given to believe in his God. But he had such a love for his people, and were the children of Israel, has the Lord not chosen them, that the Lord may make himself a name? O Lord, I have heard thy speech, and I was afraid. When we read in the former chapter, then the judgments of the Lord, they are described. They are terrible and dreadful. Then further, the prophet has spoken of leopards. You know maybe what a leopard is, boys and girls, like a mountain lion. Then the judgments of the Lord were described as evening wolves. Maybe you have seen a picture of a deer or an other animal where a pack of evening wolves have come and surrounded that animal and attacked the deer and killed the same. Then the prophecy also speaks of an eagle with his claws. Thus that is the picture of the judgments of the Lord. And now Habakkuk was so afraid. Let us mention a few reasons why the prophet was so afraid. It was because sin abounded. There was no repentance and no reformation. There was not a hearkening to the word of God. Oh, if we think of Jeremiah, called the weeping prophet, and then I hear him cry out in Jeremiah 22, verse 29, O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. May we not replace that word earth with, O Canada, 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 hear the word of the Lord. But what was taking place? That Jewish people, they thought they were not so bad, and The prophet has also said in Jeremiah 7 verse 4, trust not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. The children of Judah, they were given to trust that they were that people that has been separated by the Lord. They had the temple, the sacrifices. They had the law of Moses, trusting in their religion. But what was so missed? That was the tender fear of the Lord and a forsaking of sin. That people in the time of Habakkuk, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and I was afraid, because that people read the book of Jeremiah, how angry they have become. They thought the message did not apply to them. How is it with us, congregation? When we read the prophecies of the Old Testament concerning the children of Israel, do we identify with that people, or do we think that we are much better, that we are not as evil as that people, and therefore perhaps become disturbed when we are lovingly admonished? We read of Jeremiah that a pasture has smitten him upon his cheek, and that the king, they have put him into prison to silence the true prophet of the Lord, to silence that warning voice, because they thought they were not so bad. Oh, what a similarities between the prophecy in the time of Habakkuk and in the time that we live, that there is so little hearkening. May it please the God of all grace to grant unto us and our children that we may be more a separate people, that the judgments may be restrained. We even read in Ezekiel, it is true, believed to be after the time of this prophecy, but in Ezekiel 9 and 10, that the prophet was given to see that vision in Jerusalem, and the glory ready to depart from the temple. I have heard thy speech, and I was afraid. We even read in Ezekiel 14 that if a Noah, a Daniel, and a Job would come before the Lord with their intercessory prayer, they would be delivered, but that the judgments would still come. Do we not read in Isaiah 1 verse 9 that the righteous are taken away for the judgments to come? I have heard thy speech and I was afraid. The Lord has sent lesser judgments among the children of Judah, among the children of Israel in former ages. In Amos 4, we may read of those lesser judgments, and then five times, and yet they returned not unto the Lord. And then we read in the last verses, therefore prepare to meet thy Maker. I have heard thy speech, and I was afraid. Dr. John Owen, he has written in a certain place, mentioned 4 points when The judgments of the Lord are very close by, over a people, over a nation. Then the first point that he has mentioned, when a people are so busy with their temporal life and not thinking of the Lord, as in the days of Noah, eating and drinking, giving in marriage and marrying not wrong. That is the first point he mentions. The second point, when there is no breaking with sin, when the ears are stopped, and when admonishments are not taken to heart, as in the time before the captivity. In the third place, when the warnings are not heeded to, as with Jeremiah. And in the fourth place, when there is even a mocking, as with those future sons-in-laws of Lot. I have heard thy speech, and I was afraid. And now let us for a moment consider the time that it is our lot for us and our children to live in. Undoubtedly, many fathers and mothers, sometime when you meet parents, when they receive another little child or the first child, that they say, what shall my little child have to go through upon this world? But congregation, do we then only have to look at the children? What shall we still have to go through? Because as a country, then we have sunk so low. God is not even publicly acknowledged by our leaders. The Lord has blessed us for so many years. And where have the blessings brought us? Do we not read in Romans 2 verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and long-suffering and forbearance, not knowing that the goodness of the Lord leadeth thee to repentance? When we consider the judgments which the Lord sendeth upon the earth, what does it do? Where does it bring us? When we think of the sickness that is spreading over the earth, many fears, we know it is all in the Lord's hand. When we consider the economy, also many fears in that respect. But above all, when we consider the sins of our nation, the untold number of unborn that are being murdered, blood that crieth to heaven for vengeance. The Lord is not an idle onlooker. When we think of the fourth commandment, the Lord's day, how it is desecrated, used to be, so different that on the Lord's day, that the majority of the people, they went to a place of worship. When we think of the seventh commandment, the great sins, marriage is broken by divorce, the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. When we think of our national debt, when we think that the inhabitants of our country, living more for the day, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die, that the debt is continually increasing, then we do not have to be so wise, congregation. We do not have to go to business college to understand that it cannot continue. The sins of our country, they cry to the heavens for vengeance, and who shall live when the Lord shall pour out those vials? I have heard thy speech, and I was afraid. When we consider the coming judgments, then let us also mention 1 Peter 4, verse 17, that the time has come that the judgments must begin at the house of God. And why? Because when sin multiplies in the house of God, then there are not enough left in a country, not enough sires, and not enough corks. Then the church is no longer the salt of the earth. Then the warning man is missed. And then when the Lord comes with his judgments, then the church shall know that it is because of their sins and backsliding. I have heard thy speech, and I was afraid, but that was not the end of the prayer of the prophet. Oh, then he has laid before the Lord his desire, his petition, our third thought, but let us first sing. Psalter 244, the stanzas 4 and 5. Who can weigh thy just displeasure? Who can fear thee as he ought? Teach us now our days to measure, and to wisdom turn our thought, and what follows. 244, 4 and 5. concerning the fear of the prophet. Then I thought I would read a little portion unto you of a former day. Of course, we must be careful for our youth that we do not over-idolize the times of old. Because young people was not perfect in the days of old. Much evil has always been upon the world, and the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He is still gathering a church. But now listen a moment for the proclamation, not from a synod, but from the 16th President Abraham Lincoln of the United States during the Civil War. Then he has written, and whereas it is the duty of nations as well as men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations are blessed whose God is the Lord. And in so much as we know that by the divine law, nations like individuals are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world, may we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness. And now, therefore, in compliance with a request and fully concurring in the view of the Senate, I do, by this my proclamation designate and set apart Thursday the 30th day of April, 1863, as a day of national humiliation, fasting, and prayer. And what do we hear today? Under the callings, under sickness, difficulties, natural disasters, where do we yet hear such a message? A calling to repentance, and a calling to reformation. All we read that in the Civil War, that the prayer in our text has been fulfilled and now in short. What Habakkuk desired, and then we read, O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years make known, in wrath remember mercy. Then in the petition of Habakkuk, then he was given to bow under the judgments of God. Then in our prayer, then he is not asked that the judgments would not come, but he was given to bow under that holy and that righteous God. Oh, an impression of that just wrath because of the sins of the children of Judah that they have refused to repent. Ah, the Lord has sent the prophets weeping unto them. They have begged the people to turn from their sins. Do we not read that they rose early and that they retired late at night? Do we not read of a Jeremiah, oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears that I may weep day and night for the slain of the daughters of the children of the daughters of my people? But now a Habakkuk, he was given to bow under the judgments, ascribe righteousness unto the Lord. But then he was given to pray that in the midst of wrath, that the Lord may remember mercy in the midst of the years. Oh, then a Habakkuk, then he was given to ask the Lord that under the judgments, and they would be terrible, but that under the judgments, that the Lord in his mercy, that he would remember that remnant, and the Lord shall remember that remnant, because there is mercy with the Lord. All for a people burdened, burdened with their sins, burdened with their families, burdened with the church, burdened with land and country. Ah, may the Lord yet grant a few feeble prayers that the Lord may yet remember us. But the judgments are close at hand. But oh, the prayer of Habakkuk, in wrath remember mercy. There is wrath, there is mercy with the Lord. Oh, has he not promised that he shall never forsake the work of his own hands, that he shall finish the good work which the Lord has begun? Ah, then a Habakkuk is given to pray that when the Lord would come with his terrible judgments, that he may remember his Zion, that he may give them a place of shelter, as I read in Isaiah 32, verse 2, that man shall be as a place from the hiding wind, oh, a covered from the tempest. Oh, in the Old Testament, and then that mercy was declared in the temple. It was declared in the sacrifices. Oh, it pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time. In thy wrath, remember mercy. Does not mean sometime it pleases the Lord to come with his judgments, that those judgments, they are as a chariot that shall take his child home to be delivered from all. But a Habakkuk, oh, what a prayer, given to bow under the judgments of the Lord. They could not be stayed. I read in Jeremiah 14 that Jeremiah has prayed such a profound prayer in the verses 7 through 9. And then the Lord has answered Jeremiah, pray no more for this people. In thy wrath, Remember mercy, congregation, what is the way that the judgments may yet be restrained, that the Lord yet for a moment in his wrath, that he may hold off the judgments when the church may be given to repent, when the church may be given to reform, when the church may be more in their inner chamber, when the church may be given to beg with the Habakkuk, that he may remember his remnant and what else, that remnant may be multiplied. May it please the Lord to also use the solemnity of the time. Or do you think it is not so dark, congregation? Even when we compare our prayer day, remain with myself, when we compare our prayer day with what an Abraham Lincoln has called fasting, humiliation, and repentance, may the Lord grant that special place. And then, in the following verses, then the prophet is given to speak of that great and mighty God, of the wonders which he has done in the days of old. We have mentioned the verse 16 already, where he said, when I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself. And now, congregation, what must we now do? Can also be that we are given over to discouragement. That is a great danger. And that we say it's all coming and we cannot do anything. But may we be given to beg. Oh, the family circles, that in the family circles that God's word may have a large place, family worship. Oh, fathers and mothers and children, what a privilege, what a blessing that we still live in a land of freedom without persecution. And now, in the last verses, then we hear the blessed portion of Habakkuk. Then the prophet was given to declare. He did not say if it would happen, but when it happens. No cows in the stall. Just think of it. The barns would all be empty. Nothing on the field, everything barren. And then a Habakkuk was given to declare, oh, the God of Israel through Christ Jesus, that was his portion, that when even the judgments would come, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the field, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Congregation of Petrobute, may it please the God of all grace in these solemn times to use the solemnity of the times that we may be given to seek the Lord for that one thing needful and to receive that blessed portion of a Habakkuk, to be embraced, to be a wrestler, a bowing under the judgments, and yet to experience that rejoicing in the God of his salvation. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee to grant a little of what the prophet has experienced, a bowing under thy judgments, a trembling, and yet a begging for thy mercy. Oh, to remember thy church in deep and dark and troublesome times. And may it please thee to watch over us in the furtherance of this week. Keep from harm and danger. Remember all the troubled, all the sick ones, the sick relatives. We commend them all unto thee. And wilt thou remember on the coming Lord's Day? Wilt thou help the consistory? Wilt thou grant many a Aaron's and hers? Remember the doorkeepers, those that may lead the singing, and all those that may help with the service. Oh, may it be in the way of prayer and in supplication. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies when we hope to visit our former flock and to proclaim thy holy word and to speak to the youth, Lord? Wilt thou so remember us when we stand on the threshold of another season? Oh, above all, may thy word richly be blessed. May many jewels be added to the meritorial crown of King Jesus. Thou wert still gathering a church, and thou wast promised that it shall not return void unto thee. Wilt thou grant those further leadings in the life of thy children? Ah, do grant that tender, that close, that dependent life needing thy dear Son in his threefold office. Lord, wilt thou so watch over us in these dark and troublesome times? Bring us safely to our homes. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 221. And let us sing 1 and 3. A great shepherd who leadest thy people in love, amid cherubim dwelling, shine thou from above. In might come and save us, thy people restore, and we shall be saved when thy face shines once more. Psalter 221, only 1 and 3. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.